Just cracking open a bottle of bubbly to celebrate the fact that Navigating Your 20s podcast is now streamed in 27 countries, which honestly has blown my mind. Like, thank you so much, that's insane. A massive hello to the confused 20-somethings in the UK, the US, Ireland, Germany, Turks and the Caicos Islands, Spain, Canada, Kenya, Bangladesh, Russia, Australia, Indonesia, South Africa, Barbados, Nepal, Guernsey, Austria, Netherlands, France, Norway, Bahamas, Japan, United Arab Emirates, Uzbekistan, Czech Republic, Poland and the Philippines. Oh, I'm out of breath. Let's crack on with the show! Hello, my fellow confused and probably hungover 20-somethings, and welcome back to Navigating Your 20s, a podcast pointing you in the wrong direction with me, Kate Whittaker. Time for more drunken chats on the mishaps and mind boggles of adulthood, from the time you left your passport in a toilet in Prague to the time you got fired twice. So grab a beer, even if it's 10 a.m, and let's roll the titles! Oh, good day, everybody, and welcome to episode 9. Today, I am so excited to be joined by my dear friend, Tasha. Hello, my darling.
Hello.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I am boiling hot, but apart from that, doing good.
Yeah, what is this, like, really rogue heatwave occurring? Like, I swear a few months ago, it was trying to snow. Like, what's going on?
I literally don't know, but for once I'm excited for rain, so.
Yeah, honestly, me too. As soon as the thunderstorm, we were just saying, weren't we? We're going to go on a jog in the thunderstorm because I just feel like I just need a bit of a rain. I love a good rain run. I need a rain run. So, Tash, to start us off, could you just tell everyone all about your creative work? Because it's literally so impressive, all the things that you do.
Oh, thank you. So I am predominantly like a workshop facilitator, and in normal times I work in Victoria and Albert Museum. I do stuff for an organisation called Little Artists London, and then I'm also a learning coordinator at Open City, which is like an architecture charity. And I've also recently set up my own youth collective called Assemblage, and I also have a blog called Tashtastic. So, I think that's everything.
Just many things. Fingers in many pies.
Lots of things, yeah.
So basically, today we're chatting all about your 20s as one big creative experiment, because psychologists say that we reinvent ourselves more in our 20s than any other time in our life. So we're going to be chatting all about creativity, finding your creative spark, using creativity as an outlet, and now how more than ever it's really important for us creatives to stick together. BBC News did a study how about your creativity. Apparently it peaks in your 20s and your 50s, which is like really random that it's, you know, your 30s and 40s aren't like creative, then suddenly you hit 50 and you're like, whoa, I'm so creative now.
Yeah.
So we got some time. If the 20s aren't too creative, we can wait until our 50s. But I just found that really interesting. And I think definitely today we'll chat about how creativity kind of overlaps with this time of trying lots of new things and reinventing ourselves a million times. So just to start us off, how do you even classify creativity? It's become such a broad like word, hasn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I think, like, especially now, like literally during lockdown, it's very much associated with things that are kind of quite hands-on, quite tactile, because I feel like we are being lost in a bit of a like digital mire of information, and we're kind of trying to figure out our way within that. But I think in general, like, to me, it's just something where you're completely engaged in what you're doing, you're like completely immersed in it, and you're just kind of using materials to make something that like represents something in a way that you don't see it, like in people, other people don't see it, kind of thing. Yeah, it's kind of like reinterpreting the world, I guess.
Yeah, that sounds
really like broad. Like,
I love that. It's how you interpret literally everything that ever exists.
Yeah, just that tiny little thing.
I love that. It's so true. I think now in the current climate, the world seems to be, positively speaking, reinventing itself, and creativity is thriving right now, more than I think we've ever seen before in our generation, because we're having to think outside the box to keep businesses running and to chat to our friends, and it's all very unprecedented. And I think in these kind of tough times, I think is when creativity thrives. You know, you see all the times, don't you, like, artists write songs after a breakup and it gets a number one hit, and, you know, artists, you know, suffer a loss and then they write, you know, this amazing like piece of art, or they paint something really cool. And I think creativity is definitely an outlet, and I think that's why at the minute we've seen so many amazing creative ways of kind of coping, I guess.
Mind doing like creative things, it's really nice, because it's just like you do something, you spend probably like, I don't know, like hours and hours on it, and time goes so quickly.
Yeah.
But you kind of look and you're like, oh, I made this, that's so nice.
Yeah.
And it's not the same as like, you know, like when you scroll for like 2 hours on Instagram,
oh my
and
God,
then you
yeah.
get off it and you're like, I feel sad.
Oh my God, yes. Yes.
Whereas if you've made something, you're like, yeah, I spent like 4 hours making this sketchbook, which I did like the other day, and I was like, but I made a sketchbook. Like,
yeah,
cool.
That's so true. You feel like you've got a result, like a finished product, whereas Instagram, there is no finished product. You end up in a black hole, stalking some girl in America that you've never met, and you're like suddenly jealous of the pool that she's got in her back garden, and you're like, wait a second, why am I like, what what am I doing to myself? It's ridiculous.
Yeah, and it's that weird thing of, it was actually, I heard it, someone said it in one of your other podcasts, which is great. But like, they're talking about like how you kind of project your insecurities onto people you don't even like.
Yeah.
So you're like, oh, I'm jealous of that person,
so
even
true.
Though I don't even know or like them. But anyway.
Yeah, it's so true.
Yeah, I think, yeah, like creativity is like, doing creative things is a really nice way to just get out of your, like, your thinking mind.
So it's interesting then, why do you think creativity peaks at this age? What is it about your 20s where the creativity just hits its highs?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think it's like, in part because there is a bit less pressure on us now than there will be like when we're in like our 30s and 40s. I feel like that's a time when kind of stereotypically we're like, okay, yeah, we've mapped out our careers, we're here, we're like all got things together kind of thing. Whereas like in your 20s, I feel like there is more room for experimentation.
And
that can kind of come out in just being creative. Like, you're also like trying to figure everything out. You're like trying to figure out who you are. You're trying to figure out what you want from life. And sometimes like being creative and kind of, as I said, like getting out of that kind of thinking mindset, that's a really like positive way of kind of venting those I don't know what I'm doing feelings.
Yeah. I love that word you used, experiment, and that brings us really nicely onto your 20s is just one big creative experiment. No one really has a clue what's going on, but you just try different things, you see what works well, you see what doesn't work, and we constantly go through these different phases of life. Like, how many times have you broken up with an ex and gone, well, I'm gonna go and get a new hairstyle? Like, it's such a thing, like, it's such a normality, isn't it?
I feel like your 20s is so much just that process of like trying things out, and also like kind of eliminating things. I think it's actually really important like to actually go through life, but like your 20s in particular, and like actually like analyze your experiences as well. Be like, did I like that thing that I did? Was that good for me? Like, where am I going next kind of thing, rather than letting it all just wash over you. So I think that's a really nice, that's why like your 20s is like quite an exciting time, because you can just try out like all these random things and then suddenly discover like, oh, I actually like this and I'm good at this, which is really like a nice feeling.
Yeah, definitely. It's interesting, isn't it, because at this age everything is constantly changing, and I can't even tell you how many times my fashion sense has changed, my music taste has changed, like the amount of times I've wanted to get like a dodgy piercing or a dodgy tattoo. And you know, you're just constantly, your taste is constantly evolving, literally and, you know, metaphorically speaking. And the way that you define yourself through creativity is constantly changing. And if you think back to how you were at 21, it's totally different to how we are now at 23, 24. And it's just so interesting watching that change and watching that kind of evolve. So would you say that you've changed a lot in the last few years because of your kind of creative pursuits? Has it enabled you to kind of open your mind to a new kind of way of living or anything like that?
Yeah, I think so. I definitely think it's helped, like, I think since I've developed kind of my own creative practice as well. I think before it was always like I was doing creative things, but they were in the context of I'm preparing for this workshop or I'm doing this for this purpose. Whereas, like, there's something so nice in just making things for yourself.
Yes.
I think that's, like, actually quite liberating because you're like, oh, I actually am not doing this to please anyone else. It's just for me. So yeah, I definitely think that's quite a liberating process for sure.
Yeah, it's interesting because every time I do like an art piece, I have to resist the urge not to be like, I'm going to post this on Instagram, because it's like art sometimes can just be for you to, you know, it doesn't have to be to impress anyone. It doesn't have to be the next Van Gogh. The way that we perceive art is that it's got to be enjoyed by others. But I think you can just be creative for the sake of being creative, can't you? Especially at this age.
Yeah, definitely. That's like the part of it where it's completely that. It's like you can just like make this thing and teach yourself this skill, and you don't have to share it and get everyone else's approval because it is just for you.
Yeah.
You can, but you don't have to.
Yeah. Sometimes it's better if you don't as well, isn't it? Like, there's nothing better, I'm sure you'll agree, than when you get, you know, that late night creative spark where it's like midnight. And then you're suddenly just really awake and you're like, oh my God, I have an idea and I have to write it down or design it or just doodle it down because it's going to go and I need to, you know, it's so liberating. It's so exhilarating.
Definitely. And that's something that I think is, it's kind of really nice to have that where you have that thought and you don't just like let it go. Like, and that's why it's really nice to carry a notebook around, I find, because it's sometimes like you just have like a random idea, and then even if it seems kind of stupid at the time, it actually become like a really interesting developed idea. Sometimes it's just nonsense, but other times
for sure
you're like, oh whoa, that was such a good thought of mine.
Yeah, definitely. Do you not find that sometimes when you're not trying to be creative, I think when you're not trying to force it, is sometimes when you have the most brilliant, well, self-speaking, the most self-proclaimed brilliant ideas? If you're just in the bath or if you've had a day away from your phone or you're just taking a walk, sometimes these ideas will just come to you like this epiphany light bulb.
Definitely. I feel like, yeah, both those kind of instances you described are like quite important because it's when you're like away from like other people's voices, you're just like kind of on your own, like doing your thing. You're not distracted by like the whole world of other voices. You're just kind of with yourself. And I think it's quite a like individualistic process where you're suddenly, you just have those kind of creative thoughts.
Yeah, I love that. I kind of think my whole being is just this creative soul. Oh God, I'm sounding like a right hippie, aren't I? It's because I've been in lockdown for like 50 billion weeks, but like, I'm just a creative soul. I don't know, I think the way I was brought up was very creative. I was around like a dad and a grandparent that were really into their painting. My mum's constantly learning and playing with like every single song you know on the guitar. Like, I didn't really have Wi-Fi much as a kid, and like computer and all that crap that kids have now. So I was kind of forced to be like, all right, I'm going to be creative to kind of kill time as an 8-year-old. We grew up in that weird phase, didn't we, where technology wasn't quite a thing, and then all of a sudden by our teens it was massive. So I think we were in this beautiful cocoon of childhood where we got to have a beautiful, carefree kind of childhood where technology wasn't imposing our life, and we didn't feel the need to be 10 years old posting pictures on Instagram. We were just literally enjoying ourselves and being creative, and I don't think I'd be who I was now if I hadn't have had that upbringing, and I'm eternally grateful for that, because it's made me super creative now, and you know, it's made me instantly drawn towards other people who are creative, and all my best friends are creative in some way.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's so true. I think we were really lucky to be in that time of our lives, like, and not to have those like continual distractions. And like, I only got my first mobile phone when I was in year 9. So like, it's weird to think, and now it's like, if you're in primary school, like, it's just the norm, like everyone has one. It's like weird not to have one.
Do you remember hey, what's your BBM pin?
Yeah, literally. I know, it's crazy. I think it's just, it's kind of like a different world, and it's almost hard to remember that there was a time, there was like a world that was like that. But yeah, I definitely agree. Like, I think I've similarly like been really lucky in like the environment that I've grown up in. Like, my family have like, especially like my mum's always really encouraged us to be creative and like taken us to art exhibitions. And as you know, like my twin brother is an artist as well, so that's really useful. Because I wouldn't just like go to him and be like, I need feedback, or like help me paint this.
I love that. That's so cool. So what would you say kind of helps you spark creativity if you're having a day where you just feel really like, ugh, how do you get in that mindset of being like, I'm gonna be creative?
Yeah, I think, to be honest, like, my trick is literally, like, not to say to myself, like, I have to be creative now. I literally think, like, it's a kind of, like, ongoing process. It's like we were saying before, where you just, like, collect bits and bobs. Like, I literally will just go through my life kind of being like, oh, that's, like, a really interesting pattern. That's a nice material. And, like, I just gather, like, things that kind of inspire me. And that doesn't have to be when I'm feeling creative. That can literally just be like, oh, I'll put that to one side for when I want to do something. And then, yeah, if I'm, like, want to kind of make something, I'll just kind of start, like, it sounds silly, but like I'll just start doing stuff. Like, even if it's like cutting out paper and I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing here, like I'll just start doing it, because I feel like if you sit there for like ages and you're just thinking like, I want to be creative, but like, what am I gonna make, and then you'll spend like 2 hours, like, I don't know, going through like YouTube videos of like all the things that you could make, which is endless. And I feel like especially now, like every single museum and gallery is like putting out like 2 million activities that you can do and stuff, so I feel like it's wild. So I feel like to make so that you don't kind of feel just piled under almost by that pressure, just like start doing something, and like it normally, in my experience, like it normally, like, you suddenly kind of think, oh, well, I could do that, and it kind of all just comes together, like, really naturally.
Yeah, and I think that's where the word experimentation comes into it, doesn't it? You just have to kind of, you just have to see what happens, just throw things at a canvas, and if it looks good, then cool. If it doesn't, just put more paint over it, do you know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's fine, and that's just, like, your 20s, you just, all these creative experiments, like, you just have to take shots in the dark, and as scary as that can be sometimes, I think it's just the way you kind of have to do it, I think. I think if you want to dye your hair blue, dye your hair blue. If you want to get a dodgy tattoo that you'll probably regret in about 6 years, then, you know, that's fine. And I think that's really how you develop and how you grow, isn't it? It's just about putting yourself out there and making things, creating things, changing yourself. Because I think there might be people listening to this that are very scientific or mathematical and think, well, how, if I'm not creative, how can my entire, you know, 20s be based around creativity? I don't paint, I don't do art. And it's like, I guess it's more to do with you just trying new things in general, isn't it? And seeing what works and what doesn't. And just the idea of your 20s being a big creative experiment in terms of you just winging it through life and seeing what happens.
Definitely. And like, I mean have you heard that quote, everyone is an artist?
Like, I haven't actually.
That's like, I don't know, I feel like everyone kind of throws that quote around, and it's a quote by this artist called Joseph Beuys, and it's like something that's kind of always, I found it's like quite useful, because I think a lot of people think that means everyone is an artist in the sense of like, okay, everyone will like pick up a paintbrush and paint an amazing painting, and like obviously that's just not true, and like a lot of people like A, can't do that, or B, like just don't even want to do that, and that's fine. And I think like more what that quote is about is literally we all kind of have this desire, like all humans have this desire to be creative and have these like creative impulses, but you can express that in any way. Like, you can be like a sciencey person, or like, I don't know, like a bus driver, like literally anything, and you can do that in a creative way. Like, you can put everything into that, you can be present in that, what you're doing, and kind of think creatively within that, and that's being creative. So I think there's like, there is a bit of a myth that like, you to be creative is to like be an amazing artist, or like to be an artist means that you have to be able to draw, for instance. And like, I think that quote I really like, because I always think it just means like, yeah, everyone is an artist, but like not in the same way. Everyone's an artist in how they approach life, basically. That got a bit deep all of a sudden.
Oh, I love it. It always gets deep on this podcast. Love it. We start talking about beer and then we end up talking about the meaning of life. I love it. But no, I agree. And I think the way that, as we mentioned, you know, 20 minutes ago, I think the way that creativity is such a broad, abstract term, you know, it can really encompass anything. And it's whether you're, you know, maybe you're a really great baker, that's creative, you know, using these recipes and decorating cute little cakes, that's so creative. And, you know, maybe you're a gardener and you have this beautiful rose bush, that's creative, you know. And I think everyone is definitely creative in their own way. Like, we're designed as humans to obviously procreate, lol, pardon the pun, but also to like, that, I'll cut that out, that's terrible, and to, you know, we're designed as humans to, yeah, create things and constantly, yeah, make new interesting ways of being. And welcome back to part two, where I'm joined by my darling friend Tash, and we're talking all about reinventing yourselves, creativity, and just experimenting in your 20s. And it's time for everyone's favourite part of the episode, the really, really high budget part of the episode. It is the Funny Games Game Show. Okay, Tash, so your word on giving everyone some art advice is inventive.
Love it. So I think, like, definitely when I'm, because I work with children a lot, I think there's this really, like, lovely quality to working with children, because they are so inventive. Like, you literally design an activity and you're like, we expect child to produce said thing, and they'll just literally produce something entirely different, and you're like, whoa, amazing, like, I can learn from that for the next time. So I think that's like being inventive, like just kind of thinking outside the box, and again trying to like see things that you see as just normal every day and just take them and do something different with them.
Okay, back to part two and this idea. Let's go back to the idea that we mentioned at the start of reinventing yourself in your 20s. Has there been a time in your life, I suppose your 20s if possible, where you've reinvented yourself and you've kind of got a bunch of new clothes and a new hairdo and you've gone, do you know what? It's time to change my profile picture on Facebook for the first time in a year. I'm different now. I'm rebranding.
I feel like, I don't know if I've done it in like a really extreme way. I think like the most like embarrassing instance of me doing that was being like, oh, I'm going to see this person I really don't want to see, and I got really stressed out and I just like got my housemate and my best friend to like cut my hair, and it was terrible.
I love that.
She cut it like diagonally. So I just had like one really long bit and then one really short bit, and I was like,
brilliant.
Oh god.
Did it scare them away, or was it just like, oh, cool hair?
I think a bit of a mixture. Like, everyone else, like all my friends were like, love your new hairstyle.
Wait,
like,
I remember that new hairstyle. I complimented you. I was like, oh my god, it's so cute. Oh my god, I didn't even know. It did suit you though, it was cute.
Thanks. I had it redone at a hairdresser, I hastened to add, like 2 days later.
I love that. That's amazing. That's amazing. Oh my god. Have there been any times, because I remember when I left school, I reinvented myself, because when you're at school, you're obviously in such a rigid, strict environment, and then all of a sudden you're cast into the big wide world of sixth form and you're like, oh my god, I'm going to be independent, I'm going to be my own girl. And so I dyed my hair like purple, started wearing like really weird, not weird clothes, but just quirky clothes. And, like, at the time, I was like, I look sick. I remember mates being like, Kate, what are you wearing? And I was like, mate, I look cool. This is the new me. And they were like, no, Kate, no. Go back to your skinny jeans. This is not, like, it's not working. But I think you do have to go through those, like, weird experimental phases to kind of figure out what you like and what you want to become, as cheesy as that sounds. Yeah. And I think when you're at this age, it's really, you're really prone to kind of changing your mind a lot, I think. And I remember you did your amazing graduation speech, and you were just sort of saying that this time is a time now, you know, to just put yourself out there in life and just find who you want to be. And I think a lot of that does come from being creative and trying new things. Definitely.
Yeah. My whole kind of speech was like, it's so appropriate. It's basically like around all these themes.
Your graduation speech, mate.
Just recite that. That'll be the end of the podcast. Literally reciting my speech. It was basically because I was talking a lot about like how this is a time where we'll feel like we're failing a lot, but actually when we kind of get to where we want to be, then we'll realize, we'll look back and be like, all those failures were literally just not actually failures. I mean, it's a complete cliche, but it's true. Like, I mean, cliches have, there's a reason they're cliches, they're partly true. I think it's like, so it's a really like important thing to recognize, to say like, look, I've done all these things, like maybe at the time you feel like, oh, that didn't quite work out. Like, for instance, I've had so many, like, I've done a lot of volunteering in cultural institutions, like creative environments, and some of them have been amazing, and like some of them haven't been amazing. And like it's you just have to like look at that and be like, well, that didn't serve me, like that wasn't good for me, or like I didn't really gain anything from that, but you know, moving on, like maybe I got like one skill, or like maybe I improved my public speaking, or I met a new person. Like, for instance, I worked at the Affordable Art Fair and hated it. but I met one of my closest friends. Amazing. So
yeah,
it's like, I feel like you have to kind of, I was saying this before, but like, yeah, I feel like when you're having those kind of experiences, you have to just like analyze them and be like, okay, maybe it wasn't perfect, but like, what did I actually gain from it? Like, how can I take this forward? Like, how am I gonna go from here? And that's like exactly what you're saying about like your 20s being the opportunity to do that, like have that creative experimentation, but just make sure that you're kind of like mapping what was useful, what was good,
definitely. My friend Chloe always says to me, she's like, Kate, you've got your fingers in many pies, and she's right. I just have so many pies on the go at one time, just because I'm like, I'm still kind of, I think I do have a clearer direction now than when I graduated. I mean, we're all still a bit like, what the hell is going on, but you know, to a lesser, slightly lesser extent, kind of, maybe a little bit. I don't know how about now in the current climate. I'm so confused. But why was I talking about pies? Oh yeah. And she says that to me, and I'm like, yeah, it's so true, because I'm still kind of figuring out what I like and what I don't like, and like what makes me happy and what I think I'm doing to please other people. And yeah, and I think a door is only closed when you decide to close it. Do you know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
We're talking about pies, I got confused.
It makes loads of sense, and it applies to, like you're saying, like all walks of life. It just, as long as you're aware of like how you're experiencing things and you're processing that, then you can actually just go out there, do anything, like just have a go, and you might like it. I mean, what, like, you're like a DJ now, right? Like,
oh my god, I have the funniest story that I said to myself I would retell on the podcast. So basically, I was gonna mention how a lot of the time when you're experimenting in your 20s, you just kind of stumble into things. You know, when older people are like, yeah, you know, I got this incredible job as like the head of Amazon Music because I stumbled into it. And you think, how the bloody hell do you stumble into something so cool? And I've actually figured it out now. It's entirely by accident. And it's when you just say yes to things. So basically, I, I was part of this this charity a few years ago, and they asked me to do like a webinar in lockdown about how I'm being creative. So I said to everyone, I was like, yeah, you know, one of the things I'm doing to pass time is learning to DJ. The key word there, mate, being learning. Like, I've started mixing, but I'm no Calvin Harris, let me tell you. So I got an email from her afterwards, and she was like, we would absolutely love to invite you to be the DJ at the Alumni Ball in September, which is in this big, beautiful hotel in London where I'd be the DJ. And I just said, I just went, yeah, of course. And I told my mum afterwards, and she was like, but you don't DJ. And I went, not yet, mother, not yet. I've got 4 months to become a professional DJ, and I fully intend on doing it. So yeah, I have 4 months now because I've accidentally booked my first DJ gig. And if it goes well, am I a DJ? I don't know. So I think that's what I mean by your 20s being a time to just wing it. I don't know.
You go,
girl. So, yeah.
That's like the best story ever.
It's just such
I think, yeah, that's so true. I think what you just said as well about how when you meet people and they're in these like really cool professions and you kind of assume that, you know, if they're working in museums, they must have done a master's in museum studies.
Yeah.
And they must have wanted to do that job their entire lives. And it's just not true. Like, I meet so, like, I meet a lot of people in creative contexts, like cultural institutions a lot of the time where they've just had a really random career path and they've just suddenly been like, oh yeah, look, I'm here. And kind of, I don't know, I think it's again that thing of just, you, it's like, I mean, again, oh my god, what cliche, but transferable skills, guys.
Yeah, man.
Like, it's just,
oh, that word. Yeah, just, oh, like, LinkedIn loves that word. Oh
yeah. I kind of hate it and love it in equal measure.
Oh, the amount of times I've gone, this has gained me transferable skills such as, and I'm like, blah blah.
Literally.
Oh god, yeah.
Literally, like, in this completely unrelated thing that I did, I gained this skill in which should equip me for this job.
Yeah.
Give me the job.
It's so true. It's so true.
It is a bit of a myth, like, that's kind of maybe carried over from like our parents' generation, like their parents' generation, that you kind of have this one job and you stick with it for your whole life, whereas that's just not true anymore. Like, that's just not, if anything, I think that's like less common than people who've had like multiple jobs. And even like changing career paths, like, say with us, like, if we suddenly were like, oh, actually we don't want to work in this industry at all, we just want to hop to a completely different industry, that would be manageable. Like, it's not actually impossible at all.
I love that. That brings us really nicely on to kind of, obviously it's a time to experiment, so obviously it's a time to change your mind. And if you, I think a lot of people put pressure on themselves that at the age of 17, they go off to uni, they've studied a medicine degree, therefore they have to be a doctor until they retire. And that's just not, that's so, if you get to the age of 25 and you think, oh god, fuck this, I want to be a police officer or a barmaid or whatever, that's literally so fine. And the amount of times people have said, what do you want to do? And I've said, well, I want to work in TV, but also radio, but also publishing, but also like art sector in museums, but also like music charities. And it's like, why do I have to just pick one? I like all of them. And it's like,
so,
you know,
true.
It's so fine. True. That's so chill.
Definitely. And like, now there's so many opportunities to like freelance, and you can actually do like probably up to like five of the different things that you really enjoy. I mean, for instance, before this lockdown, I had 7 different jobs, okay?
Like, that is insane and also really cool.
So like, it is, if you're really indecisive like me, it's possible, you know? Like, it's and also when you study really vague degrees like art history and English yeah, like, the doors are open for you, just choose whatever you want to do, really.
Yeah exactly. Yeah, and it's just like, I think we just need to really destigmatize kind of this whole what do you do. And it's like, what do you mean, what do I do? I do many things. I can't just pick one thing. Like, it's fine.
Absolutely.
If you're in your 20s and you're like, I don't know what I do, I want to do different things, I'm in the process of changing my mind, I hate that question. And yeah, it's really interesting because there was a study done where it basically found that the average person changes their career between like 3 and 7 times in their lifetime, which is quite a lot when you think about it.
Yeah, no, so I can definitely relate to that whole kind of experience of like almost like feeling like you've fallen into jobs, because I feel like pretty much all the jobs that I've ever had, I've kind of not expected to be there.
Yeah.
So like it's weird. Like over my gap year, like I did a load of as I said, like did a load of volunteering at just like loads of mainly like museums and like different kind of cultural institutions. And like through that, then I realized kind of what I liked. So like I volunteered at Museum of Childhood, and then a job came up and I was like, I will never get this job. And I did get the job. And
hey,
I
was like, go me.
And like, yeah, literally. And so through that, and then through just being involved in like youth collectives, as I said before, like just generally like putting myself out there, I feel like that's how I then got an interest in like education programs in museums and stuff. And I feel like now all of that just feels really like, I don't know, as though I always had those passions, but it's not true. Like I definitely, it's things that like you just develop through, like, again, just putting yourself out there. Like, again, going back to my graduation speech, lol.
Hey. My parents, not? By the way, my parents always talk about your graduation speech, because I said to them earlier, I was like, I'm doing a podcast with my friend Tasha. They were like, which one's Tasha? I was like, she did the graduation speech. So we're like, oh, Tasha, yeah, we're like, Tasha, oh, Tasha's great. And they're like, bigged up your graduation speech so much, like, it was incredible, but yeah.
Oh my God, I love them already. Yeah, like, I made, like, really embarrassing confessions in my graduation speech, of course,
hey,
about, like, how shy I used to be. And like definitely, like I feel like kind of putting myself out there in like creative contexts, that like that's one thing where I feel like, you know, people are like, yeah, but you can creativity actually like help you develop as a person. Oh my gosh, yes. Like for the whole of my first year in primary school, my first like couple of years, I didn't speak to anyone apart from my brother. Like literally no one. Not even my teacher. Not even my teacher.
Not even your poor teacher.
No. She would call my name on the register and it would just be silent.
Is she even here? She doesn't even go here. Yeah, I love that. So I guess to kind of like finish off, if there's someone listening that has never really considered themselves creative because they're perhaps more into things like software and computers and you know, maths and all that stuff, and they're sort of listening going, all right, well, yeah, I hear you, like I want my 20s to be a time of experimentation, I'm all for being creative, but where do I start? Like, how do I put myself out there if I've already put myself out there in my field and it's not creative? How do I like use creativity in this time? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
my brain is such mush. I don't even understand what I'm saying anymore. Lockdown brain.
I definitely feel that so much.
So funny.
I think definitely, like what we were saying before, like I think it's definitely like a matter of perspective as well, like what creativity even is. It's like literally, I just think it's like a kind of approach to life. So if like you might not, again, like you might not think that you're in a creative industry or that you're doing creative things, but like it's about your approach to it. Like just like go for it and just be really passionate about it, be really present about it and think in creative ways, and that's being creative. But also, like, in terms of, like, if you want to get into more kind of, like, I don't know, like, hands-on, like, making stuff, again, like, I just say, like, just kind of look really closely at everything around you. Like, just think about, like, don't just let things pass you by. I feel like that's the worst thing we can do is be like, oh, I mean, I know this is not really a reality at the moment, but, like, oh, I'm waiting for the bus, so I'm just gonna, like, go on Instagram. Like, try and, like, be in that moment, be like, I'm waiting for the bus, like what kind of, I know it sounds cringy, but like this is what I do when I'm trying to write poems, like I'm like, like what sounds can I hear around me, like what can I see, like what, like what's that, what is that person doing or wearing. Like if you look around as well, like people are really like weird and do really like crazy fun stuff, and like
so
you just
true.
Have to be looking.
And
so I think like there's something in that where it's like just like get inspired by like not feel like, oh, I have to like get inspired by something really highbrow or like get into crochet because, you know, I saw this like cool Instagram video. Like just kind of maybe like just start taking like journal around, like note things down, like if you feel like really wild, like maybe draw something, like collect things that interest you.
I think when you're younger, you think of art galleries as being maybe a little bit pretentious, and you've got to really understand the art, and you've got to go there and read all the leaflets and take part in like the audio tours and stuff, and it's just not the case. Like, so just before lockdown, I think it was literally the weekend before, I went to the museum with some friends and we had such a laugh. Like, we were just looking at these, like, it was a Tate Modern actually, and it was really funny because half of the group went to Tate Britain and half went to Tate Modern because we'd got it completely mixed up. So we ended up having half the group at one and half the group at the other. We're like, how was your experience? Yeah, it's good. How was yours? Yeah, it's all right. We're looking at some squares. And me and Boda got looking at these squares and I was like, oh, they're really cool. And he was like, that's not art. And I was like, mate, it is art. It's on the wall. It's art. And he was like, but I just, it's just killing art. It's just some squares. I was like, yeah, but look at the nice frames that they're in. Like, and you can just have these really fun moments based around something that, yeah, it's based around perception, isn't it? Art is just how you see the world. And I think if you can expand on that and, like you say, just appreciate what's around you and not just scroll on Instagram when you're waiting for the bus, then you're halfway there to being creative, I think. It's just about being mindful of how beautiful the world is and how you can use it in different ways, I think, to help your perception. Oh, that got deep. Whoa.
Whoa.
God, I'm deep.
Yeah, I love that. I think that's the motto. Let's do that.
I'm gonna get that a t-shirt. I might get that a t-shirt, yeah. But listen, thank you so much, Tash, for joining me on Navigating Your 20s. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Pleasure is all mine.
Do you want to tell everyone a little bit about your youth collective, by the way?
Yeah, definitely. So yeah, as I'd said before, it's open to young people aged 18 to 26, and it will be a kind of creative network, and it is open. Like, I am actively seeking members. Yeah. So if you do want to join, just pop me a message on Instagram or wherever, Tashtastic.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'd love to have you involved.
And that's a wrap. Thank you so much for listening. If you've had a nice time, please do subscribe and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. And if you've got a topic that you want us to navigate together, just let me know. And why not binge all the other episodes? Give us a follow at Navigating Your 20s Podcast on Instagram and Facebook to stay up to date. And see you next time on Navigating Your 20s.